Lift those searchlights up on the tower, right now! Move! Move!
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Hello, I'm Herb and welcome to Community Spotlight. Each week I try and bring in somebody from the community to talk about their journey or an organisation or an event. And this morning I have a new program and I'd like to welcome Cassie Strong into the studio.
Hello Herb, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. It's a bit of a cooler day this morning in Armidale, which is quite nice.
It is.
And the rain forecasted for the weekend. So Cassie, tell me, you were born in Armidale?
Yeah, born and raised, went to school, primary and high school here at Armidale City and Armidale High and have lived here. Never left. I'm a local Annawan woman. Most of my family is still in this area.
You've got a couple of kids, you said?
Yes, I do. I have a son, PJ, and a daughter, Jessica, and a granddaughter, Sienna.
So you've worked with the UNE for about 12 years.
I did, at the Arala Centre as a student engagement officer, and I really enjoyed that, you know, helping students get through their degrees and making, I guess, lifelong friends with them as well.
Making an easier transition into university, I suppose, and study.
Yes, a bit of like pastoral care. We became family and through that whole 4 years that they've been doing their degree.
Did most of them live on campus or around Armidale, or was it a lot of online stuff?
It was a mix-up. We had a lot of students pre-COVID on campus, and then a lot of them went to online after COVID, but it was a good mix-up.
Well, it's great to have that platform for aspiring students to make their way into education here in Armidale.
Absolutely, it is.
So, we're talking about the program, new program called Young Titters on Country. So first, before we dive into what is all about the program, the title, Young Titters. Yep. What is Young Titters?
So Titters in Aboriginal means girl, sister. Carol Vale, Auntie Carol, who started this project, called it that because that's what she grew up calling her cousins and her sisters, Titters.
Oh, that's a very nice connection with culture.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all about young girls, and you're one of the program facilitators in Armidale. Who are the other program facilitators?
So I have Birley Vale and Latona Pitt, who are both local girls, and our manager, Rachel Bobber, who is based in Brisbane.
So it's a $7 million government-funded program
mm-hmm.
by Department of Community and Justice and New South Wales Treasury.
Yes.
So it's pretty serious.
It is pretty serious, and I think it comes from the data, the Aboriginal girls finishing school from year 10 to year 12. There's a lot of data out there about percentages of what between mainstream and Aboriginal girls.
So we want to keep girls at school for longer.
Yes, and to finish.
And to finish school.
Year 12, yeah.
Tell me about the program then. Let's delve into that.
No worries. The program based on four focus groups, which are education, culture, health and wellbeing, and community responsiveness. So with those four focus groups, we will provide the girls, I guess you'd call them lessons or activity days, where we get people from the community to come in and teach the girls about their perspective areas. So this week we've actually had health and wellbeing, and we've done some sport through PCYC, and we had some wonderful girls who are doing some traineeships at PCYC, and the workers there who came and did some activities, sporting activities with the girls.
Yeah, it was great. I went, dropped our daughter off, and I was very surprised by the amount of equipment that they've got there.
Yes, yeah, it's a really good, and it's a community-based thing too. So you can, you know, everybody can go there, and they've got some great rooms and great gym equipment and stuff like that.
No, it was great. Tell me, it's year 4 to year 9
yes.
at the moment.
So 2026 is year 4 to year 7, and then next year we'll take on year 8 and year 9 girls.
So going back to the start, we talked about school engagement and basically trying to bring up the level of completion of school with the girls. That's mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah. Yes.
So I think part of that, so you'll be measuring that each year. So part of that is to actually find out what the girls' school attendance is at the moment, and in 12 months' time revisit that level of school engagement each year?
Yes, yeah, and that's what we got our funding on, so we have to report on those kind of things. So our hope is that this program will make the girls excited to be at school and do keep being involved in the community. And then at the end of this year, we will have a look at their report cards based on the days that they've attended and see if it's gone up. And also just in general, talking to their parents about if this program has changed them in any way.
But I suppose also along the period in the 12 months, if one of the girls is falling short of wanting to go to school, it seems to me to be a perfect place for, because you've got connected with elders and other women, perfect place for the parent to come to you guys and say, oh, look, little Sonia's not doing that well at school and she doesn't want to go. Can you sort of help us?
Well, that is something that we would like to help the parents with, just to have that chat with the girls and just ask them what's going on, why they're not interested, and basically have a look into how we can provide support for them.
A bit of a mentorship type thing.
Basically, yes.
Well, I was very happy to see how excited the group was. How many did you have yesterday?
I think we had about 30. So we had 5 new girls yesterday, and we're still taking enrolments for both Gyra, Urala and Armidale. So we haven't done our capped numbers yet, I guess.
So I think there was 50. You could take 50?
Yeah, 50 is our bar with the 3 workers that we've got.
Well, I suppose if you boost into 60, you might get another worker.
We may so.
But no, it's great to see that it's a well-funded program, yes. Community-based. You're working on the girls early on.
Yes.
You're not waiting for sort of attendance to be very poor. You're basically starting from, what do you say, year four to year seven?
Yes.
So let's just go into this. So these 4 focus groups. I'll just read off some information I've got here. Strengthening cultural identity,
mm-hmm.
boost school engagement, enhance well-being, and mentoring through on-country learning with elders.
Yeah.
So we talked about those staff members that you've got, but will you bring other elders from the community in to talk to the girls?
Absolutely. So with our cultural focus group, when we do that, we are hoping, and we've got some stuff already programmed in, where we have mentors come in, like whether they be Aboriginal girls already at in the higher grades of high school, or Aboriginal girls out at the university, and try and get them involved, as well as local elders, community aunties, and grandmothers, and that coming in to do storytelling and that kind of stuff, and teaching the girls about art and culture, singing, dancing, those kind of things.
Well, you might actually think to invite our musical patron here, Cyril Green, Dungutty Elder.
Yes, Uncle Cyril.
Uncle Cyril, and he's bringing his guitar in. He would love to come
in. I know he would. I've been to a few things through Urala where he's come out and played, and I think it's something that the girls would appreciate. The other thing we're doing, I think, is it next week? In the next 2 weeks, we're going to Mad Proper Deadly, and the girls, Nate and the guys, are going to teach the girls how to do music through DJ machines or guitars, and just show them that kind of things that they've got out there that they can be interested in.
Well, that'd be great. The cultural responsiveness, what's that about?
So that's getting the girls into community services, like, say, the tree group. Like, we want to be able to say, this is what we can do for our community. We can go and plant trees somewhere, or, go and fix up wetlands. Other things like girl guides, we want to get involved in that, like let them know that this is available. So just basically anything within the community that we can let the girls know about and be involved.
And maybe then they might think as they get older, oh, we went there and that was good. Well, just a reminder, Community Radio is a totally non-profit organisation, community-based. We rely on volunteers. So maybe you could weave a little visit for the girls to our community radio station.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's something. Like, I think it's a lot of things that, the girls don't know about until they've actually been shown. And that's what we want to do, to bring them to the radio stations to do these kind of things, because if they don't experience this, they don't know whether they like this kind of stuff. So,
well, we could put them to air if they come in.
Yes, definitely. I'm sure they'd love that.
And choose some music.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, they could come and talk about the program and how they're liking. I reckon it would be great.
Yep. No, definitely. Now, health and well-being, what's that all going to be about?
So we're going to have people like nutritionists come in and talk to the girls about, you know, what kind of foods they should be eating and why they should be eating that kind of food. We'll also have people come in, like I said, with the PCYC guys and others, to come in and do activities with them that and let them know why is it important to be healthy and fit and that kind of stuff.
I suppose it's the choices that you make as you grow older.
That's right.
Interestingly, now I'm retired, they talk about healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
Which at the end of your time, it's a healthy lifestyle. Children, having a healthy lifestyle and knowing what the right choices are.
That's right.
To stay healthy.
Yeah, and that's what we want them to learn at that young age, so that when they get to even my age or older, that they know that, oh no, at this stage of my life, I shouldn't be eating this. I should be doing this.
Yeah, and well, I think too, when you're young and your brain's evolving and that attendance at school, you've got to be motivated to go to school. You've got to have that healthy lifestyle. Yeah. You've got to have the right choices.
That's a big part of it. Yeah, the foods you're eating, you're exercising and stuff, it makes you
feel
better.
Not too much sugar.
That's
not too much fats, just the right balance of nutrition.
Yes.
To keep your brain firing.
Yeah.
You talked about the year 7 to year 9 girls coming in later.
Are year 8 and year 9 will come in next year.
Next year. Yeah. Have you got any sort of preliminary thoughts about what you'll do there? Because it's a little bit different, because they're a little bit older.
It is a bit different. They will do the similar things, but it will be catered to their age group. So when we speak to people about, ask the people to make sure that it's catered to that age group.
Because you've got so many kids involved now and you're going to have more kids, will you be able to get them around to the different locations that you want to go to?
So at the moment we're asking the parents to bring the kids to the locations. This year is just the trust building with the girls and letting them get to know us and us get to know them, because eventually we will be able to transport them ourselves.
Well, that's the thing I didn't ask you before. How long's the program?
Oh, it's a 5-year program.
Again, that's really important, because you've actually got substantial funding from a couple of key government organisations, but it's going to run for a period of time, 5 years.
Yes.
It's not sort of a flash in the pan.
No.
Which is good to see.
And it is, because a lot of projects generally are only funded for like 2 or 3 years. So this is a really good thing that it's been funded for 5 years.
Well, I think the important thing, though, if you can demonstrate that you're actually, it's working and you've got the right model, the right people involved, and you're increasing the girls' attendance at school, there's no reason why it wouldn't be funded for another 5 years.
Well, that would be a hope.
Well, but that's what you're working to.
Yes. Well, yeah, definitely.
I mean, because the kids, you've got a constant stream of kids coming through our community, who, and if they're benefiting from that program as you would like, it seems great sense to me just to keep funding that type of program.
Yeah.
And after 5 years too, that you could see how you can change it, fix it,
that's
make
right.
it better.
This is our second week in activity programs. We're asking the girls at the end of each activity what they liked about it, what they didn't like about it. So, you know, the next time we do something similar, we can tweak it to some of the suggestions that they think. So we're doing weekly evaluations, I guess.
I'm a firm believer in adaptive management, and I've used it all my career, is that basically you review what you've just done, and if it's working, that's great. If it's not working, you change it or you refine it.
Yep.
So when you do it the next time, it's much better. So that's great that not only that you've got a sort of a program of monitoring over that 12 months, your primary goal of attendance to see every 12 months if you're improving there, but you've got this constant wheel of adaptive management to make sure that the program is on track and the girls are still engaged and all that type of thing.
Yes, yeah.
And I suppose that's the important thing, why I wanted to get you in now, because we'll come back together in 12 months' time.
Yes.
This time next year.
Yep.
In 2027.
And go all over it again and
see how far
we've come.
Yeah, see how far we've come. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I guess if there are any community services out there that do want to be a part of this program, more than welcome to reach out to us. We've got a Facebook page or on the Murrowin website.
Tell me what the Murrowin website is.
So it's just www.murrowin, and Murrowin is spelled MURAWIN.com.au. Murrowin is a word for education, learning, which Carol Vale is the co-founder based in Brisbane.
So, but the Facebook page. So it's probably better just to go to the Facebook page.
Which is Young Titters on Country.
Titters,
T-I-D-D-A-S.
Yes.
Young
Titters on Country.
Yeah.
And message you, Cassie, or just message.
Message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
And there'll be all updates on the Young Titters Facebook page.
Yes.
Now, this program will be podcasted to our 2ARM podcast page.
Yeah.
And you can host that on
Facebook.
Yeah, and
we can share it through our Facebook as well.
And people can catch up on it.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Cassie, for coming in.
No worries. It's been a
real treat to have a chat with you, and all the best with the 30-plus girls you've got at the moment.
Yes. Yeah, thank you very much.
And it seems a very positive program for young girls, keeping them engaged in education, which is, as we know, is important for all young kids to aspire to. And that's Community Spotlight.
Broadcast, then podcast. If you missed it or want to hear it again, then visit our webpage, 2arm.net.au/podcast. I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.